a battle over wetlands and small streams. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Wetlands have all kinds of benefits for people and wildlife, but wetlands have also gotten in the way of farming and building, so we've drained them over the years. The federal government has been trying to clarify what kinds of wetlands and small streams fall under the Clean Water Act. Earlier this year, the Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers proposed a new rule that they say would clear up confusion. Annie Snyder is a reporter with Greenwire in Washington, D.C., and she's been covering this issue, and she joins me now. Hi, Annie.
Hello.
What exactly would this new rule do?
Well, so Congress passed the Clean Water Act in 1972, and for years after that, the federal agencies that implement it, key portions of it, that's the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers, have taken sort of a broad approach to what falls under the Clean Water Act. But in 2001, and then again in 2006, there were court challenges that threw that into question. And after those, the questions of which waters, which streams, which creeks, which wetlands fall under the federal power under the Clean Water Act was thrown into question. And basically what it left was regulators going out and having to make case-by-case decisions about which streams and creeks are important to the downstream waters, the big rivers and lakes that just about everybody agrees fall under the Clean Water Act, figuring out, you know, which of those streams and creeks have a big impact on those. What this rule aims to do is to set some rules and say if a stream or a wetland meets, you know, these three criteria, then it gets automatically counted in. And if it doesn't, it gets counted out. But where that line gets drawn is a controversial thing. And at this point, the rule would count a lot of things automatically in.
Developers aren't too happy about the proposed rule. I spoke with Gene Spinsky. He's the 2015 president of the group Michigan Realtors. And here's what he said.
To us, that would put just about any mud puddle under the purvey of the EPA and the Corps of Engineers.
He says we should have good regulations to protect water in Michigan, but he says his group sees the new rule as an overreach by the federal government, and he's worried about having to wait longer to get permits. On the other side, there's Todd Ames. He's the director of the Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition, and he argues that actually things will get better under this rule because right now developers have to wait while agencies make up their minds on a case-by-case basis about wetlands.
We think that this rule and this clarity that it provides not only will provide greater protections for those waterways, but also a more streamlined process for determining how you go about doing any sort of project in and around those waterways.
So is Todd Ames right? Will this help developers by clarifying the rules?
Well, a lot of this remains to be seen. The question is how this rule gets implemented. These two sides are certainly the ones that we hear all the time in Washington, and a lot of it gets at the question of whether this proposal is an expansion of federal authority. So the Obama administration says that what it's doing here by rule, what it's doing kind of categorically rather than kind of on a case-by-case basis out in the field, is the same thing that would have happened on a case-by-case basis. So they're saying that what this rule counts in is what would have gotten counted in anyway if a regulator went out into the field. And so if that's true, then the regulatory workload shouldn't be much higher. However, one of the reasons that environmentalists have wanted this rule is they think that things aren't getting counted in under the current approach. And so that could mean more permits that stack up at offices that need to approve them. And it could also mean more expense and more trouble to be able to do the things that those permits require. Often getting a permit to impact or a water or a wetland requires that you restore a similar water someplace else.
Annie Snyder is a reporter for Greenwire in Washington, D.C. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.